Mr. Winters? We don't do that.
I'm sure you can find a tree or two placed in the right spot. Putting up walls of evergreens usually doesn't do the job. One or two in the right spots. And many times, what you'll find is actually having the tree closer to your house creates a better visual blockage than something that's put closer to their house. So maybe buy them some trees, have some discussions. It's probably a mutual concern. The other thing is you know, if there's trees in the easement, that's a problem when public works crews need to get in a hurry. And so I think you can come up with a solution. There are ways to do this. I appreciate the situation with the deck, what you're trying to do. You need to be able to get down to ground level and tie all that stuff together, and I do think it's pretty modest. But I think as neighbors, you can work out the aesthetics and those concerns. And then if I might, just a little aside to my fellow commissioners, this is the sort of thing we get into when we review and approve subdivision plats and such, where the developer is anxious to put an extra lot or two or three, a few bucks. We're creating lots many times that are too small from what the market wants. You come in, you build the house of your dreams, you've got a beautiful piece of property, and you've got almost no leverage. So I think it's always wise to us to look at and ask the question of developers, you know, do you really need those two or three extra lots? Is there a way to configure them all a little bit better? And we understand it's their bottom line, but we're the ones that are having to clean this up, and this certainly wasn't easy or cheap to go through this process. So,
actually, do you know which plan commission approved this? This exact plan commission.
But we just need to be cognizant, I think, of
absolutely
that there's
absolutely
a desire for larger houses in this day and age, and they need to go somewhere.
Absolutely.
Enough.
Anybody else? Okay. I'll try this. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an application for an area exception to allow construction of a 385-square-foot deck addition? Oh, before we do that, comment. This wouldn't be an issue if Mr. Winters took off about 10.9% of his deck, or 39 square feet, or 3 feet off the length. We wouldn't be here. We just wouldn't be. So what we may be doing here is very small. Your issue, you guys need to work it out. This is my point on this, because this is not a big deal, and we wouldn't, well, anyway. Okay, motion to recommend approval of an application for an area exception to allow for construction of a 385-square-foot deck addition on the east side of the existing home, which will increase the lot coverage by approximately 3.9%. The applicant requests an area exception from Table 15-3.0203 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 18.9%, exceeding the R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District maximum lot coverage standards of 0.15 or 15% for the property located at 6828 West Fox Haven Court. Is there such a motion?
I'd like to make that motion. If we could add that language that the owner would hold harmless the city or the city's contractor any damage.
Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Dito can correct me, but there is a condition in the recommendation from planning staff that it be subject to council potential amendment of the easement, and that language would go in that action item.
So there's a motion made. Is there a second? Oh, wait. Mr. Dito?
Further confusing the matter, mentioned in the beginning of the staff report, the applicant had miscalculated this lot coverage change, and staff didn't catch it until they were writing the staff report. So there are actually different numbers that he needs. So replacing. Instead of replacing instead of the 18.9%, it's actually 15.6. And the 3.9 is actually 1.2. What he was calculating was the total lot instead of just the lot coverage area. So the area fraction is the smaller area, the percentages are the smaller percentages.
How many times do we improve the issue, not make it worse? This is a rare thing. Okay, we have a motion, no second. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion of the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. This will be before the Common Council on the 18th.
Can I ask one question?
Sure. You got an order, though.
Sorry. Just about the request about the easement area. Would it be removing it from the easement, or is it would it still be within the easement? Because I think that goes to Glenn's
point. Mr. Deedle.
Easement stays, the boundary that's 20 feet wide is just allowing that portion of the deck to be inside that easement.
Okay, so it's not removing?
Nope, it still stays there. That's how they can work in it. That's why he had to add the condition that if it gets damaged during them working in it, okay. Replacing that deck is at your expense.
My understanding was from the attorney said that you couldn't have any alternate structures in any easement area, period.
Correct. So unless you get this release of easement.
Okay. And release isn't
nope, it's to allow something in the easement.
Okay, you guys work out the landscaping. Your alderman will be happy to help.
I have one question. I was told to attend the next meeting on the 18th. Is that not recommended anymore?
This is way out of control for this. Mr. Deedle.
This goes to the BZBA next, the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals.
Sorry.
The release of easement goes to the Common Council.
I was wrong. What's the date of the Board of Zoning and Building?
It's the third Wednesday of the month. So that would be actually next month.
Okay. Check with the Planning Department. It does not go to the Council on the 18th. The answer to your question is you can appear before the Common Council. Every meeting is public. There's a public comment period at the beginning of the meeting where you can speak your piece. So, yes, you're encouraged to do that.
I'm just asking because you all approved it, and I was told that if I want to be heard, I need to go to both meetings.
You should, yes.
And I'm a neighbor, but he's a lawyer, so.
But yes, you should.
And there was some mistakes that were made, and I don't know that I can be neighborly with a lawyer and ask him to help me have some privacy.
This whole situation is a bit troubling to me because
he
was willing to work with you and you were willing with him, but now it seems like you both have got it in your heads that neither one is to walk. Work together. That's it. Okay? But yes, you should go to the meetings and speak.
I was just looking for some suggestions, recommendations from the planning committee to make suggestions besides that he can encroach into the storm sewer easement, but we can't.
And
if there needs to be a repair, they have to come onto our land to get to that easement to do the repair.
That's not true.
It's not?
Drive right over. Right out. We're going to call this quits here.
Sure.
Mr. Deedle.
I just wanted to correct. She said the Plan Commission's approving this. Plan Commission doesn't approve this. They only recommend on this. The BZBA will approve the variant or the area exception, and the council would approve any release of easement. Plan Commission is only making a recommendation. So I just wanted to make sure you understood.
Yeah, the secretary told me the 18th, whatever, I don't have it with me.
That's not correct.
It's not.
No. Now, work together. This is not.
Unless the easement is there.
This is not a huge deal. I understand you're looking for privacy. I understand you want to build your deck. It can be worked out. I worked it out with my neighbors. You can work it out with yours. The answer, quite frankly, is to take Commissioner Haley's advice, plant a couple of trees on your property, and move on. Sorry to be blunt about it, but...
Oh, that's okay.
It doesn't have to be heartache. It'll work out.
Like
you be nice to her, and she be nice to you, and talk like humans, not attorneys.
I've never had a problem.
Okay. So go in the hall and work it out. Okay, next item. Thank you. Next item is Ozinga. This is a business matter. Ozinga Ready Mix Concrete, temporary portable concrete batch plant construction and laydown yard project. Mr. Deedle.
Good morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry for the delay. As you can see on the screen, we got the property zoomed in. This is the old golf dome building, 27th County Line Road. The building is vacant. The property was recently approved for a previous temporary use for a construction laydown yard within the existing parking lot. The applicant, Ozinga, wants to do that and as well have a concrete batch plant. Both of those uses require a temporary use approval. That's what the applicant is asking for. The construction laydown yard would be first. They would like to start it tomorrow if it's approved tonight. That would be to prep the site and start putting stuff out there that they would need for the concrete batch plant. And then first thing next spring, they would start the concrete batch plant. They are asking for the maximum amount of days they can do that. The applicant has prepared the materials that you see in your packet. I can mention a couple of things. There is somebody using that site already without approvals for a construction laydown yard. My guess it's going to be the people that are working on the bridge and the people that also did the erosion control plan. That would be the Walsh Group. That erosion control plan, so related to that, somebody's already using the site. I think it's them, but I'm not sure. Related to that, they did do this erosion control plan. They show using the farm field to the east. When they met with me, they told me that they were going to do it. All their activities on the existing parking lot. I said if they did that, they wouldn't have to do a natural resource protection plan. If they go off-site, off that parking lot, they will have to do a natural resource protection plan. That would be one of the reasons why they would not be able to start tomorrow. Also, I have a number of conditions. All of those conditions I am recommending be addressed before they start any activities out there, because as I mentioned before, somebody's already using that site without any approvals. I can go through the individual conditions if you want. I suspect the applicant doesn't agree with most of them, so they would probably want to go through most of those conditions. So I am recommending approval, but with a lot of conditions.
Questions for the commission? Commissioner Hogan.
Who's using it without approval?
I think it's this Walsh Group, so it's
How
not these.
That
just because they did it, they think they can do it without approvals, I assume.
And when did they start doing that? How long have they been there?
Don't know for sure, but they probably started earlier this year because, remember, ATC was the one previously approved. I believe their approval expired early this year, and they did clean up the site and leave. So sometime after that. We did receive a complaint, an anonymous complaint, about this before these guys met with me and from a local resident that lives not too far away. So I'm assuming they've probably been out there a couple months.
And my instructions to the staff are after tonight, there'll be an enforcement action.
Yeah. I mean, don't we monitor any of this stuff? I mean, people are just coming in and doing stuff, and we're in there.
Well, we don't patrol the city. But we are aware of this. Out of respect for the applicant, we held off on enforcement, but that's changing. Right, Joel?
Yep. Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Morrow.
Mr. Neal, have we received any comments from residents or the town of Raymond who live right across the street?
Nope.
And we sent them packets and application so they know about the project?
Yes, we sent the packet. When we sent it to the Plan Commission, we sent it to the town clerk.
And the residents were part of the notification when they look at their circumference?
Nope. We just followed normal process. The only thing that we did different is we did send it to the town clerk. Otherwise, for temporary uses, we don't notify adjoining neighbors.
Well, my comment is, frankly, this does not excite me based on the activities that we've been engaged in for the last couple of years that are now gaining traction. This is going to be a business park, and we hope to have construction starting in the spring. To have a construction laydown yard and a concrete batch plant there just does not thrill me, and it does not enhance our abilities to market the site. So, and I don't see it. And you guys can correct me. You're welcome to come up. I don't see any benefit to the city of Franklin for us doing this. No offense, gentlemen. Your name and address,
please. Yeah, Rich Dembinski, 13851 West Steel Road, Wadsworth, Illinois. I'm with Vice President of Ozinga Ready Mix. To answer one of the questions about the business park coming in and all that, I know that Walsh had made a deal or with the landowner right now of the old existing golf dome, the building and all that. And part of the arrangement for utilizing the land or renting it is to remove the building, which I think they've already gone in for. We have a demolition permit that Walsh has gotten one, and to clean up that whole site. So that was part of, you know, cleaning up and getting ready for a business park coming through it. Our intention is just, you know, getting in there in the spring, and by November, November 30th, we'll be up and gone and clean, and the site will be ready.
So if I could clarify what you just said, maybe restate it. So you're saying that the equipment that we see there in Walsh operating is strictly a demolition?
Is there equipment right there?
No.
They haven't started doing any demolition yet.
Okay. That's what the Walsh trucks are there for, strictly for demolition purposes?
They were doing some disconnecting. So I think with their permit, they were allowed to get in there.
They were working on the electrical system.
Everything they need to do before they can the building and all that.
They had a well permit, electrical, they were working on.
Mr. Deal?
When I went to the site, it didn't look like it was demolition materials from the building. There was large piles of broken up concrete, large piles of asphalt tailings, large trees. I don't think there were large trees growing in the building. It looked like it was stuff they were clearing away from the vicinity of the bridge.
My name is Justin Cradiville. I live at 8356 Greenbrier Road in Wind Lake, Wisconsin, just down the road. In response to the materials that are on site, the variety of wood and trees that exist towards the western end within the green area, which is the old asphalt or astroturf, that is, to my knowledge, not Walsh construction material. I relatively live locally. I travel the area. And that material has been there for, you know, quite a long time. I'm not sure where it came from. The material, the asphalt millings and some broken up concrete that Mr. Deal makes reference to is east of the building or northeast, so just a little up in that area. That was put there by Walsh Construction, yes. And that was done as a result. Walsh Construction is currently undergoing getting the eastern portion of the site into the farm field approved, and I believe that approval did come through by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for a select site for use for the interstate project that they will be conducting. That interstate project runs from Highway G in Racine County, north and southbound lanes, to College Avenue in Milwaukee. So that's what that material is from. I believe that material has since, the pile hasn't gotten any bigger, they've ceased all activities, but the intent with those piles were to stabilize the or be used as base material when they strip the topsoil off of the existing farm field just to the east side there for use for their
late-on activities.
They're going
to strip this field?
That's the intention, yes, sir. Not the whole field. That's the intention under the select site. That is
not for the ready-mix.
Not for the ready-mix application, no, sir.
Yeah, I understand. This is not you guys.
Right. The ready-mix application we're looking at solely to the asphalt parking lot after lengthy conversations with Mr. Deedle. And in the process, our decision is if we could utilize the existing asphalt area there that ranges from the berm that exists on the north side, kind of where the stadium lights are right there, south towards where you see the islands, right there where the lighting islands are. The batch plant will sit kind of in the northern portion, or the recommendation proposal from us is to sit on the northern portion. It is a temporary batch plant to put it up, service the demands of the project, obviously for the Interstate and Wisconsin Department of Transportation that's utilized by hundreds of thousands of vehicles, and then put our stockpiles for materials necessary, glacial sand and gravel, towards the eastern portion of the property on the existing asphalt. We are aware, based off of Mr. Deedle's comments, that a portion of that on the southern area consists within the 100-year floodplain, that has been established. We did meet with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on November 2nd to discuss the site. They had generally no concerns, provided that there was no alterations to the existing topography and alterations for anything that may impact natural watershed, which it's an asphalt parking lot, and the material in terms of reclamation will just be cleaned up, swept up when the project is complete. The stockpiles will need to be filled, obviously, for the demands of the project. And then the other aspects of the plant in terms of the construction laydown